Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, it is the time of pink sunsets, and nothing goes with a pink sunset better than a glass of pink wine. And we are going to be talking about some rosés from France, where they consider it an art form, and they really work very hard to make great wine.
Really, rosé is hugely popular these days, and it's growing astronomically. It really is, Alan, to your point. It's the perfect warm weather aperitif and can also quite easily slide into becoming a companion for summer fare. France does elevate these probably to more of an art form than many other regions that produce rosés, and they've been a major source for years. The most famous rosés in France really much come from Bandol and from the Provence areas, but here are a couple you might not have heard of from some regions you might not be thinking of. So, the Domaine des Herbages, LNR, 2020, we'll put this on the website. I liked the 2019, and the 2020 picks up exactly where the 2019 left off. It's from the Loire Valley. It's a 12% ABV, Vin du Pays Val de Loire. It's a blend of 55% Goyot Noir, which is a very obscure grape, and 30% Gamay and 15% Merlot. The pale salmon color yields to a wine that is bone dry. Aromas of strawberry and pomegranate. It's crisp and fresh. It's a late spring day in a glass. It's just classic and fun. Now, moving to a different region in the Southwest, more towards the Bergerac area, there's a wine called Gris Océan, Gray Ocean. And the producer is a gentleman by the name of Fabien Castagne. It's also the 2020. The appellation is something I hadn't seen before. It's an appellation IGP Atlantique. Now, clearly it's been got some ocean influences. It's an interesting blend. It's 80% Merlot, 10% Cab, and 10% Cabernet Franc. And while the color is pale pink, you think you're going to get a lighter body wine. This is fruitier and fuller bodied than the LNR. It's clean and fresh raspberry and floral aromas yield to a bright acidity and really good length. And there's almost a little bit of saltiness in the finish, which I guess is the Atlantique, if you will, influence that comes through. The one that I think I liked the best was from a producer called Chateau Lauduc. They have a red Bordeaux, and this is a rosé Bordeaux from 2020 again. I've been a fan of the red for years, so I was really glad to see this rosé. At 13% ABV, it's 100% Cabernet Franc, which is going to give the wine a very different character. The pale pink wine is delicate but firm. Berry and peach aromas yield to an opulent palate with citrus fruits and floral tones, followed by a very assertive and crisp finish, and this one is $17.99, so it's a pretty good value. All three of these wines come from our friend Franck Agostini, whose Franck's Signature Selections is always a good value in French wines, and you can see the back labels that identify the wines that he's selected. I liked all three. They are decidedly different and yet also classic rosés. My value pick of the week, the Chateau Lauduc 2020 rosé at $17.99.
I've tried them, and they are fantastic wines. I love them all. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.